The Life of Buddha by André Ferdinand Herold. Translated from the French by Paul C. Bloom. Read by Alan Davis Drake. This is a Cloud Mountain production.
Foreword. This Life of Buddha is not a work of fiction, and I think it would be well to mention the books, both ancient and modern, which I have most frequently consulted. I have for the most part relied on the Lalita Vistara. This book is a jumbled collection of legends and scholastic dissertations, and yet in these pages are preserved many precious traditions regarding the Buddha's origin, his childhood and his youth, and here, likewise, we are told of his early education and of his first deeds. I have also made great use of an excellent poem, the Buddhacarita of Asvaghosa. In a few of the chapters, I have repeated the lines almost word for word. The text of the Buddhacarita was edited by E. B. Cowell. In the life, I have interpolated several jatakas. These are stories in which the Buddha recalls his former lives. Some of them will be found in a vast collection, the Avadana Sataka. Two modern books, The Buddha by H. Oldenburg, translated by A. Fouché, and The History of Buddhism in India by H. Kern, translated by Gideon Hewitt, have also been very useful to me, as well as other works that have appeared in scientific reviews. Thus, for the touching story of Visvantara, I am indebted to the Sogdian version published by R. Gotio in the Asiatic Journal. Finally, I would be guilty of the deepest ingratitude if I did not publicly thank my old friend, Sylvain Lévy, for his generous and kindly advice. And may the reader find of interest this marvelous story of Prince Siddhartha, who, through meditation, was able to attain supreme wisdom. H. F. Herold.